Hi everyone, we're here for another session. We're going to be talking about how to spend our time wisely. If you don't know me, I'm Esther. I'm the follow-up coordinator at Winchester. Should you introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Sarah. I'm third year, so I'm just about to graduate. I'm 10 days away from finishing my dissertation. So yeah, I'm third year, and actually I was on committee. I was outreach coordinator 2 years ago now.
Nice. And yeah, that's good. This is my favourite question to ask people, but what has been the highlight of your week so far?
Highlight of my week? Yeah. Oh, that is a good question.
Thank you.
Do you know what I'm trying to think? FaceTiming friends has like been the highlight.
Yeah. It's always good.
Being able to like chat to people is really fun. I've been loving that. So not like a specific time, but just in general, like the few times that I've FaceTime friends. Like
that definitely counts. Okay, and yeah. How are you finding lockdown personally?
Personally, I am actually quite enjoying it. On the whole, I'm fairly extroverted, so the idea of lockdown at the start was quite terrifying. And to think that we've done like 6.5 weeks of it now, if I had said that to myself 6.5 weeks ago, I'd be thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to be pulling my hair out in 6.5 weeks. I don't know how I'm going to do it. And I think actually on the whole, I've adjusted quite well. And thankfully I'm in like a very like privileged position in the sense that I haven't got any like family members or anyone affected. So actually compared to a lot of people, I'm in a really nice position where my only potential problem is boredom. I guess that's the best case scenario.
Yeah, 100%. Do you still have lots of, well, you're saying about your dissertation, are you still having lots of uni work and stuff to be getting on with?
Yeah, so I've got 2,000 words left of my dissertation, and then I'm free. Oh. So my dissertation is due. In fact, when this goes up on Monday, I will have exactly 1 week until my deadline.
Wow. Does that scare you or make you excited?
Oh, I'm really excited now.
Yeah.
I sort of got to the point where, like, I just want it finished. Like, it's not my best work. I'll be honest.
Oh, well.
It's just sort of fun. And I'm excited. I bought some paints.
Ooh,
so
nice.
As soon as it's handed in, I'm going to start, like, painting. And although, I'll be honest, I am like, actually enjoying, like, waking up and having a bit of a purpose and something to, like, do and, like, I've got to kind of motivate myself to write and things like that. So
yeah. How are you finding motivation to do things?
I tell you what, actually, somebody did message me this week, and I basically was like, well, I haven't really got a choice because I have a deadline. But I find for me a really, really helpful way, and this might help you guys as well, actually, to help motivate yourself, is I don't write a plan in my like diary. It might help you to do that, but in my head, I sort of like make a plan of like what I'm planning on achieving the next day. So generally it's just as I'm in bed, like about to go to sleep, I think, what am I gonna do? So like in a position of having uni work to do, that is more based on like, okay, I'm gonna finish this chapter of my dissertation by tomorrow. And then that sort of motivates me because I know I've got a goal.
Yeah.
I guess if you're at home and you haven't got work to do, you're just sort of trying to fill your time. Finding something that you can actually like set goals for, like motivate you or decide what you're going to do the next day, I find is really helpful. It's just something to wake up for, I guess. Because I find a few people that I've spoken to who haven't got any uni work to do or don't have a job, they're just sort of feeling a bit like there's no point in even getting up in the morning. I haven't got anything to wake up for. And that must be a really horrible feeling that I'm kind of looking forward to, I'll be honest. But I can imagine actually after a long time of that, it's hard. So yeah, making sure that you have something that you're doing, even if it doesn't have to be something like spectacular. You haven't got to say, tomorrow I'm going to learn another language. You can say, tomorrow I'm going to try and finish that jigsaw, or I'm just something so that you've got something to like aim for. And getting up and getting ready is like so essential to motivating yourself. I would say, try if you can, and not like only sleep in your bed, which is really hard. And I can imagine as well for people who, a lot of you I'm assuming have moved back in with family, and so it's like a weird adjustment of like going back to sort of what it was like before uni, and you're sort of adjusting to living with your family again. Often it can be nice, I'm sure, to have a bit of space just to yourself. So I know that sometimes your bedroom is the only really option, but if you can, try and avoid being in your bed other than being asleep, because I think getting up, making your bed, getting dressed and getting ready for the day, even if there's not really much to get ready for, makes so much difference. Just your mood in general, I think.
100%, yeah. So like, aside from when you're doing uni work, what do you do for fun at the moment to keep yourself sane?
Well, to be honest, I have been spending so much time on Instagram.
Nice.
I've been loving taking photos, and I relaunched my YouTube channel at the start of isolation, which
very exciting.
Just for fun, like I've just kind of been like vlogging my days, and that's kind of given me like an extra like job for the day, I guess. It gives me something to do. I'm like, oh, I'm vlogging today, I better edit it, upload it. So try and find something like that. I would. That's how I've been filling my time, something like that. But again, like FaceTiming friends, going for walks. I would definitely say try and use your one walk a day.
Oh yeah.
Like definitely. And actually it's interesting. I've tried to like make more of a week structure in terms of make the weekends feel different. So generally, this is probably not that much of a difference, but it feels really different to me, is that I go for a walk in the afternoon on the weekdays after I finish my work, and then on the weekends we go for a walk in the morning, and then you kind of feel like you started off the day like differently, and it just feels different. So
yeah, out especially the small things at the moment, isn't it, that like help make the difference to the day.
Yeah have you been going on walks and things like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, love a good walk. And it just breaks up the day. Like if you're inside all day, it's just nice to, because that is like the one time you're going to go out that day, is to go on a walk. And it's just, yeah, putting some music in, going for a walk.
Yeah, it's so lovely. Yeah. Especially if you sort of, if you do live with other people, and maybe if you're an introvert and you live with other people, it's difficult. Sometimes you just need a bit of space. So even going for a walk by yourself, just like being alone, I can imagine, is just lovely. And yeah.
100%.
Also, actually, I filled my time by I've been sending people like lots of little gifts or cards and things like that in the post, which is really fun. And you haven't got to spend loads of money, just send a letter, 50p for a stamp or something like that. And on Amazon, obviously, I mean, I personally have Amazon Prime, so I can post someone something and it arrives at their door, you just leave a little gift note. And it's really fun to be able to like have that connection with your friends even when you can't see them.
Yeah,
so me and my sister, yeah, we did like a care package for each other.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, it was really lovely. Actually, we set like a £20 budget, and but I guess you could do like anything at all. We basically just made a box full of things for the other person and posted it off, and then it just meant that we had something nice to open, and it was something to like put your mind to as well, like what are the best things I can get for £20.
Yeah,
that. So yeah, I definitely say try doing that. Try like,
that's cool. Yeah,
it's really fun.
Love that. Why do you think it's important to be spending our time wisely, and like how would you define spending time wisely?
This question, actually, so Esther sent me some of these questions before, just so I could have a little think. And the question of what does it mean to spend time wisely, I had to really think about that. Like, what does that mean? And it really, like, I got quite stuck on it, because I think it probably changes completely for different people. And we looked at, like, a passage in, I've got it written down here, it's John 10, verse 10, and it says, basically, Jesus died so that we could have life. And that really, I think, to be honest, is amazing to think about. And when you think Jesus died that we could have life, it sort of makes you look at life in a different way. You're thinking, like, I don't want to waste it, I want to make the most of it. And I guess what you count as making the most of your life is different to different people. And I don't want to say that not like resting and just, you know, spending a day in your pajamas and just looking after yourself and just having a bit of time to rest, that definitely counts as like living life, you know, like God definitely doesn't mean that by living life to the full that we just completely wear ourselves out, that we're like constantly doing things all the time. You know, it says in the Bible lots that, you know, we're not saved by works, we're saved by grace. So that doesn't mean that we are having to be expected to, you know, spend this time like working for charities or, you know, going to the food bank, doing everything. It's amazing to be able to do those things, but it's also amazing that we don't have to do those things. And I think spending time wisely, personally, I think is, if you could look back at this time in the future, imagine you're in the future and, I don't know, let's say you have children, you know, you're really grown up and your children say to you, wow, you were alive during 2020 and you had to stay home for all of that time. What did you do? Like, think about that and be like, wow, what did I do? And, you know, I'm not saying that you need to, I've said this before, but like learn a language or do something, but focus on your relationship with God, because this is the best time to do it. If you've never fasted before, now is the perfect time to practice fasting. It doesn't necessarily have to be food, but you know, the Bible says how important it is to fast something just for a day, even half a day, just to help you focus on God. And often that can be kind of hard, because I actually hadn't fasted before, I hadn't fasted food before lockdown before. And doing it when you're in the comfort of your own home means that you haven't got to explain to somebody, oh, I'm really sorry, I can't because I'm fasting today. You're in your own house, so it's not like you're exerting loads of energy, so in fact easier in that sense. And actually this is a really safe place for you to like just spend more time with God, practice, you know, things that you don't have time to do. What are the things in your life that you would often say I'm too busy for, and do those things. That's yeah, something I definitely say is spending time wisely. Do those things. But also, it's very important to note that it is okay not to do things. You know, this is like a really strange time, and it's not good to beat yourself up if you haven't achieved anything, you know. Try and make the most of it. But, you know, this is a really, like, tough time for so many people, and it's not good to just put unrealistic expectations on yourself. So. Yeah, it's personal. That was a long way around of just saying.
No, it was a great answer. And like, once your diss is done and you've got like, you've graduated and all your uni work is out of the way, do you have like big goals or projects that you are like planning to do, or like ideas for other people?
Yeah, well, for me, like short term, in terms of like in 10 days time when my dissertation is handed in, my plan is to... Well, I've bought some watercolors, as I said. I've bought some like make your own cards. So short term, I'm going to start painting. Nice. And I think it'll be fun to like, you know, I'm just going to do more jigsaws. I'm going to try and like tidy the house. I'm going to do that dreaded job that everybody hates, where you take all of that rubbish out from under the bed and hoover under the bed. I'm actually really excited for that, because you know, the amount of dust under the bed is just disgusting. So I'm going to try and like be organized and do things like that, and watch loads and loads of films. If you haven't got Disney Plus, try and get Disney Plus, because I'm so excited to make the most of that. Long-term goals after this though, I'm going to try and update my CV and apply for jobs, but it's quite scary. For me, I studied fashion, so the best jobs for me realistically are in London, which means I've got to commute, I've got to get a train by myself to the capital of England. Like, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
So I will probably spend the next period of time, you know, like preparing myself for the terrifying prospect of commuting to London every day. But yeah, that's what I'm doing. And I would just say to anyone else in the similar boat, try and find like a hobby to do. And particularly actually, my advice would be, find what it is that motivates you. So if you are a creative person, make sure you have a creative outlet, because it's not good to like keep it in. So whatever that is, whether it be, you know, photography, like try and outlet that, or set up a YouTube channel as well, like I did, and try and, you know, do some painting, or if you fancy just doing something crazy, like bleach your hair blue, you know, try and do something that's like that creative outlet. Or if if, for example, you're an introvert, make a den in the corner of your room that you can like sit in, make it really pretty, make it like a big permanent teepee with fairy lights, give yourself that space. If you're an extrovert, make sure that you let all your friends know that and you regularly call them. Yeah, definitely find what it is that motivates you. Find what it is that like you need in life, whether it's like you need time by yourself, you need time with others, you need to be creative, whatever it is, try and find something that fulfills that desire in you, because God's given you that desire. If like if you have an absolute love for something, chances are God has given you that love. And so yeah, make sure that you still maintain doing things like that as much as you can within the situation.
Great. Oh, thank you so much. I hope that's given everyone at home lots to think about, ideas of what to do, but also encouragement that you don't have to be, you know, forcing yourself to be active 24/7, because that's not human or normal. But yeah, no. Thank you so much. There'll be another one of these next week, and James will be talking about the importance of community, which I think is massively important now to still be, yeah, staying in a community. So watch out for that for next week. But again, thank you so much, Sarah. Bye, everyone. Have a great week. Bye.